Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new school opening in Massachusetts this fall will be the first boarding school for Chinese students in the United States. The Massachusetts International Academy in Marlboro is designed to prepare Chinese students for college in this country. The school is housed in a facility that was purchased earlier this year by a subsidiary of the Chinese company CERNET. CERNET is a nonprofit nationwide education and research computer network in China. CERNET officials had been to Massachusetts several times because of the company's partnership with UMass for online courses. And CERNET wanted to create a boarding school in the Commonwealth because of this state's reputation for higher education. UMass China Institute Executive Director Alan Goh, along with CERNET's Daniel Xu, recently gave us a tour of the cavernous 240,000-square-foot facility. Goh says as soon as CERNET board members saw the vacant former training facility, which needed little renovations, they agreed to pay the asking price of more than $9 million.
So they make a decision really quick. They saw it probably sometime in September. They give them all for the next week, the same week. And the deal was closing in February 27.
So really?
Yeah.
So it took them 5 months.
Yeah, they paid by cash.
They paid cash?
Yeah.
And they bought this in 5 months after they saw
it. Yeah, all the board members come in here, take a look, and they okay, let's buy it.
A swimming pool and a hot tub.
Yeah, hot tub. Yeah.
The speed of the purchase shows how eager CERNET was to meet the growing demand for education in China, even if it means moving operations overseas. Goh says China has 28 million 18-year-olds right now, all competing to go to college. And Xu says Chinese students will do whatever it takes to get into a top school.
In China right now, total capacity for enroll for college about around 5 million. But the top quality probably only about 350,000.
Wow.
So it has at least 12 to 13 million kids looking for opportunity to study.
Chinese students are always looking for the best college they can go in China. If they cannot go to the top 10, then second choice is just go abroad.
Getting into one of China's top 10 universities is very competitive. Chinese students must do well on an intense 9-hour national exam that is the sole determinant for admission into almost all Chinese colleges and universities. But if they come to school in the U.S., they do not have to take the test.
The national exam is a sudden death game. Mm-hmm. You go in there 2 days, yes or no.
Right.
If you get sick, if you don't feel good, if some student get too nervous, couldn't sleep, they ain't going to fail.
Is it difficult, do you think, for students from China? There's a tremendous focus on memorization and knowing facts, which is why this test
we
is...
have to. But we have to memorize the whole book, Deborah.
You have to memorize a whole book.
Yeah.
Well, that's very. It's a very different system than, say, the SAT.
Yeah, so critical thinking, analytical skill in China emphasized less.
Right.
Because you have to memorize everything when you're going to take a test. Okay. I think this is another key component for here is not only for ESL, for language. The other second component is the culture.
The one-year program at Massachusetts International Academy costs $35,000, and Goh says parents who can afford it will pay because it means almost guaranteed entry into a U.S. college.
I really want to learn English, and so I want to choose America.
18-year-old Tianju Yi will be in the academy's first class of about 80 students this fall. Yi, who currently lives in Beijing, says while he's in the U.S., he wants to be called Max. What he hopes is that the school's partnership with UMass and access to UMass professors will get him into college here.
Many universities overseas have more educational resources and fewer students than China. Those who study abroad avoid the pressure and competition domestically, I think. Also, English is the most commonly used language in the world.
Yi hopes to eventually study computer science at UMass, and Goh estimates about 90% of the Massachusetts International Academy students will attend UMass. This Chinese boarding school reverses the model of foreign students studying at U.S.-based and run high schools. Goh says Massachusetts should consider its higher education reputation a potential export that could attract similar schools.